We've got something much more important. We have Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery along with Heather Loftus in the studio. Open house today. It's kind of an auspicious day today.
That's city police.
Oh, that's city police. Excuse me. I just read it, too.
But you should go.
Should we go?
Sheriff's Department and the city police, y'all kind of work together. Get a relationship, all that stuff.
And I think they're serving hot dogs, I believe. So
yes.
Feed them and they will come.
They should have had the treasure chest. That would have been a lot more fun.
It would have.
Sheriff just zoomed into the parking lot, so I didn't even get to say hello to you. So
hello.
Good morning. Appreciate you taking time. I wasn't quite sure, honestly, if you'd be able to join us this morning. I know you and your office have been extremely busy over the last week.
It has been pretty hectic, yes.
Walk us through. I was out of town, and you know, so much has happened this past week. Kind of walk us through the events of, have you ever had an experience with an escaped convict like this in your tenure?
Well, I don't think, and we actually talked about this. I don't remember one, mm-hmm. Although we do occasionally. We have, I know it's been at least 18 plus years since they've had an escape at Calico. I mean, and it may be longer than that. But in our case, we have automatic roadblock assignments for our deputies. Now, remember,
you're not in charge of it. ASP is in charge of this.
That's correct. And so, but we're the assisting agency in this case. And even though the prison's actually in Izzard County, not in Baxter County, typically what happens when something like that is we respond. And so all of our deputies have take-home cars, as you know. And so when I was alerted that they'd had an escape, I immediately contacted the lieutenant and patrol. And they put out a response. And so the officers know exactly where they're supposed to go on the roadblocks. And so they respond in their vehicles and they immediately start setting up roadblocks. And we start checking every vehicle that's coming and going in those areas.
And are the roadblocks still active at this time?
No, they're not. We actually, last Friday about 2:00, we stopped the roadblocks. It had been long enough that, you know, it's just, and it's a tremendous drain on manpower, as you can imagine. Right. And so, and a lot of extra shifts and overtime and you name it. And that's fine. We'll do whatever we need to do. But with no new leads and no, we just decided that was.
Can you walk us through the events surrounding the escape itself?
Well, I can tell you what is my understanding. And so obviously you'd probably be better to get the extra one-on-one, but it appears from what I've been briefed that this particular inmate had been planning this for some time. And again, this is after the fact, they've gone in and investigated, but it had been planning this for some time. And there were some mistakes that happened. And so one of the mistakes was the inmates are not supposed to go out into a dock loading area without escort. And it appears that he had tried several times but was successful on this one, and they allowed him to go out on his own. And that's where he had a stash of clothes and probably food and water, et cetera. And so he changed there, and then...
How would he get the uniform?
Well, it was constructed. It was not a uniform. It was something he made to look like a guard uniform. And it's easy. People go, well, how do they do that? Well, they're sitting there for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, in this case, for several years. And that's all they have to do is sit and think and plan. And so was it able to construct some sort of a makeshift guard-looking uniform? And so then the next thing is, of course, the guard on the tower, thinking that was a guard, you know, opened the gate and he walked out.
Do you think he's still in the area? I mean, obviously, this is your opinion, but I mean.
I don't. And it's hard to say. We've got no leads from anywhere. There's been a reward. I think it's up to $25,000 now.
Yeah.
And we didn't feel that way even after 2 or 3 days. But since there was no new leads, you don't just say, well, he's not here. But the tracking dogs, had tracked him to a particular area. And then nothing since then. And so do I think he probably had some help and got out? I do. And that's a personal opinion. I don't know that. But again, we kept working around the clock for days until finally we, at some point you've got to say, we're going to call it. So
And that's where we are now.
And that's where we are. Now, again, I think the prison, I think they still have guards and stuff that are still roaming that area. And you know,
have they brought in additional manpower to help?
I will tell you, in the first couple of days, there were, I don't know if I'd say hundreds, that might be an exaggeration, but they brought in other prison guards and officials. State police brought in, I don't know how many extra troopers and investigators.
I heard there were a whole lot additional ASP in the area than we'd ever seen before.
Yes, and so, and again, part of that, during their investigation, they're interviewing inmates and guards and family members, and of course, in this case, victims in Northwest Arkansas. All of those people were, you know, so the investigation was not just right here. I mean, it traveled outside the area. Again, victims and families and so on and so forth. So it was a major operation. I would certainly like for him to be found, and I think that would put a lot of people's mind at ease. Mm-hmm. But
What is the message to the residents of your county? As sheriff of Baxter County, knowing this has happened, what's your message to our residents for their safety right now?
Well, first of all, you should lock your doors, lock your vehicles. Even though they're sitting in your driveway, those vehicles should be locked.
Escape convict or not.
Escape convict or not. And so that's number one. If you see something, say something, call, even if you're not sure. You know, we're going to investigate. There was a lot of tips that came in and leads that didn't, you know, seemed a little on the ridiculous side, if you will, but that's okay. We want people to call in. Don't just say, well, I'm not going to bother them. And we investigated. Couldn't tell you how many different tips and again, working closely. U.S. Marshals was here and the state police were here and all that. And so we all worked together running down all those leads.
Were you familiar with the criminal history of Grant Hardin prior to this?
I was not. Of course, I, like everybody else, you know, read his criminal history right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And then...
Did you watch the documentary on Amazon?
No, I haven't. I haven't. I mean, I know a lot of people have and have talked about it, but I have not.
He had victims in Northwest Arkansas. Do they have additional security at this time?
They do. Yes.
Good.
Yeah, so, they do.
Any takeaways from this experience?
I will say that in from the sheriff's side, I'm gonna talk about that. We've had many major events in my tenure in the last 20 plus years, from tornadoes to floods to you name it. Even so far back as the Tammy Hanson dog fiasco.
That feels like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, it seems does. That was 2005.
Yeah,
the reason I know that is my first year in office, and so what a welcome. But all of those major events, when it's over, we actually do kind of what we call a three. It's easy when you sit down to debrief or look at that, how you responded. It's easy because what you do is pick on the negative. You pick on the negative. And you can always find things. Mm-hmm. So what we try to do is we look at, let's pick three things we know we did well, and let's pick three things that we can improve on. Mm-hmm. So in this particular case, again, I will tell you, we were a little on the rusty side as far as the roadblocks, even though we responded and we got there. It's been so long, you know.
How long had it been?
I remember us doing a roadblock down there. Now, we have, by the way, two different sets of roadblocks. One is a prison, which just respond to the south end of the county. And then we actually have a second set of roadblock protocol to shut down the county, which is obviously much more difficult. Mm-hmm. So, again, we picked up on a few things that we're going to improve on, and hopefully we won't have to utilize that next time.
I'm obviously not going to ask you for those details, so I know you want to keep those close. Do you have like a Google Drive where you go to say, if this happens, I got to go here and kind of dust that off?
Actually, there is a protocol set in place, and we train. So again, like this roadblock setup, it's already ahead of time. I mean, it's not a matter of you got to start picking up the phone and start calling. A text goes out to all those, and it's basically prison roadblock, respond immediately. The deputies know their assignment. Again, their car, their take-home cars, that's their office. So what they need is in that car, and they respond straight to that their particular assignment and go to work.
Is there anything else going on in the county these days? Or this seems to have...
Well, I mean,
taking up all the air in the room, obviously.
Yeah,
for good reason.
We are. I mean, again, we're so blessed here. We have. Again, we have crime like everybody else, but it's typically petty theft, mm-hmm. Drug problems, and things like that. So those are ongoing mm-hmm. As well. And but no, as far as we're very busy. Summer is here, and so that of course brings lots more folks and tourists to the area, and lakes and rivers and so on and so forth. But
are you fully staffed?
We are fully staffed on the what I'm going to call the sheriff side, which is mm-hmm. patrol and admin and CID. We are short in the jail side. In fact, we really need a couple more female jailers right now. And I'll real quickly throw a plug in out there. I don't care. Even you, Kim, if you want to go to work part-time at the jail or full-time, but with the built-in overtime.
She already works at prison. She works at KTLO.
No. There you go.
I love my job, but I'm not going to the
starting
jail.
Salary is over 40 grand a year, yeah. And you get every other weekend off. You get a 3 weeks vacation after a year. Your health insurance is paid 26 days a year. I mean, it is.
Maybe I will go to work over there. Just kidding.
So, again, if you're out there and you know somebody, we're short a couple of female jailers right now.
Yeah, and you have worked very hard with the Quorum Court and to help raise those salaries for your full-time employees. And, I mean, that's a huge benefit that you're able to provide that has not always been the case.
No, it is not. And we are very thankful to the Quorum Court that believed in our vision, that we knew what we needed, and they've been great to work with.
Well, several years ago, I mean, it was the employees at the Baxter County Sheriff's Department had better options than state employees at the prison.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so we're very proud that we've done that. And again, we're going to continue to work because, you know, it is a great career choice if that's your mindset, and a great way to get into, let's say, the law enforcement side, whether it be an investigator or a patrol deputy, civil process, whatever, is to start in the jail. Yeah.
With retirement options.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's not just a career. It's
absolutely.
It's your full life. Yeah. So.
Exactly.
Appreciate your time, Sheriff.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you both. A very good interview with Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery and Heather Loftus. It is 9:20.